Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're joined by Joshua Van Gorp, Caleb Brand, the fifth-year seniors for the Central men's basketball team after learning their NCAA tournament fate going to Wash U and St. Louis. Josh, I'll start with you. Came back for the fifth year, made it to the NCAA tournament. What's that feeling like now knowing where you're going to be playing those games?
I mean, when we decided to come back for this year, I mean, this was the goal. I mean, it was something that we tried to do the last couple of years and fallen short the last couple of years, but I mean, this is everything we could have dreamed for. So now we just got to make the most of it, see what we can do.
Caleb, same question. What does it mean knowing that fifth year paid off to make the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I mean, obviously super excited. It's been a fun group this year, so I mean, super excited to get it done. We've obviously been close the last couple of years, but came back this year, and, you know, it's one of our goals for the year, and super excited we got it done.
Well, and coming into this year, too, you guys graduated some pretty key contributors to the squad, Drew Edwards, Grant Johnson, just to name a few of those, to be able to make the run that you guys did. It wasn't an easy road to get to this point, running through the American Rivers Conference Tournament. How much sweeter does that make that, knowing that even though they weren't able to kind of join you guys, your fellow classmates there, you were able to keep this thing rolling, keep the season going, and get the job done?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun. I mean, we've been talking to them the last couple of days, too, and they've been loving it. It's just, I mean, kind of feels like they're still here cheering us on, and it's just awesome to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, things have been building up in this program for quite some time now, and those guys are special leaders, and guys before that, too, like Cade Terrell. They've really done a lot for this program, and the culture's been building for a long time. I feel like this year it's been nice to get over that hump.
Cade was a guy I didn't mention because he was assistant coach for one of our rival schools now. So I just wanted to make sure that we were staying on board with that. But, two, we talk about the American Rivers Conference Tournament. It was a tough road to get here. Coe College was kind of a dominant win. Mm-hmm. He had to go to Dubuque, who swept you guys during the regular season, pick up an overtime win there, and then a very talented, very physical Nebraska Wesleyan squad. How much sweeter did that make it, making that run through the conference tournament to get to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, well, winning at Dubuque was really special because that's something we had never done in our time here. So that was always something that was on the bucket list, too, to beat them at their place. And then going to Nebraska where they had a bunch of fans, bunch of students in their student section, I mean, that was special, too.
Yeah. Yeah, the ARC's been tough. I mean, the past few years for sure. So it's been a tough ride, but going to Dubuque and to Nebraska, those are two of the toughest places to play. So to get it done in those places, really showed some toughness from our group. It's just nice to get it done there.
And before we talk about NCAA tournament, things of that nature, this group, you've alluded to this group a couple of times, and there's a lot of underclassmen, I should say, that have really stepped up. I think of a Carson Weedy, Owen Shipper, Brad Curran, Grant Uecker, guys like that who – freshmen and sophomores who have not played like freshmen and sophomores during this stretch of the season. What can you say about the underclassmen's contributions to kind of help you guys recognize the goals that you've set forth of making the NCAA tournament and making the run through the American Rivers Conference?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of fun to see them grow throughout the year. I mean, when they came here, I mean, we kind of saw it like, I mean, they brought so much shooting that we really haven't had all the previous years. So, I mean, it was fun playing with them in open gym and seeing that. And, I mean, as we've gone these games, we've had ups and downs. I mean, they've just all stuck with it. And I mean, they just show that, I mean, they're going to be so good in these next couple of years. And it's just so much fun playing with them this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think top to bottom, I mean, arguably some of the most talent there's ever been in this program. And those guys have been, you know, crucial to this run, obviously. But it's just been fun to see them come together and stick together as a group because we obviously fought through some adversity throughout the season. But, yeah, those guys and guys that aren't on the court have stepped up huge in practice as well.
You guys talk about vital roles. I want to talk about the fan support you guys have. Wasn't able to make the trip to Dubuque on Thursday, but Saturday going over there to Nebraska Wesleyan, that was a huge crowd. Central faithful traveled really well. How big was that for you guys to see that fan support and just see how many people here in Pella and just Central fans in general were behind you guys Saturday night there in a raucous environment in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yeah, well, I mean, at Dubuque, it like, felt like it was a home game for us. I mean, we have amazing crowds. Wherever we travel this whole year, we've had great fans, and it's just, I mean, it's awesome. Like, when we go on runs, fans are just screaming. And then after we won in Nebraska, them all coming on the court and celebrating with us, I mean, special moment.
Yeah, I think it really speaks of the community here at Central. We got so many people that care for us, whether it's our families, the administration here, or just alumni. We've had a lot of alumni reach out and congratulate us. But, yeah, they travel, and that was a huge part of our run.
And now we turn our attention to the NCAA tournament. Wash U, the suspense of this selection show wasn't quite as high, right? You weren't an at-large. You knew you were in the field. But what was just kind of that emotion as you're watching teams get named, try to figure out where you're going to go, and then to finally see your name pop up there against Wash U?
I mean, it's pretty cool. It's like a dream come true for us. And, I mean, now we know where we get to play and who we got to play against. So we'll get after it this week in practice and see what we can do.
Caleb, same question. What was that like? Just see the name pop up there during the selection show.
Yeah, definitely just a proud moment. Proud to be part of this program, part of this team. You know, we've put in a lot of work. I think it's just a testament to our coaches and our players for sticking to it and just getting the job done in the end.
And looking ahead to this one, obviously you guys will have your scouting reports and stuff like that. You'll have to figure out with Wash U, but I know Coach said, Cam, Coach Reardon, they're going to do a good job trying to work through that. What's kind of the overall thoughts about going down to Wash U that you guys have initially here and the excitement level you have for an opportunity to keep the season going on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun to play a team that hasn't, like, we haven't played against previous years. So we'll see what we can do. We'll see how they try and guard us, and I'm sure coaches will come up with a great scout for us.
Yeah, obviously I haven't thought too much of Wash U, but in my mind it doesn't matter who we play. I think we're going to be ready for whoever it is. But we're just excited to keep going. You know, we've had so much fun this year. So one more week of practice and hopefully more games to come. We're excited to keep it going.
I know I'm excited to see you guys this season keep going. Appreciate the time, guys. Best of luck against Wash U. Looking forward to a fun road trip down to St. Louis this week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That was Joshua Van Gorp and Caleb Brand, your fifth-year seniors for the Central College men's basketball team, here on today's Manly Radio Sports page.